Down to the core. Down to the core.
Down to the core. Down to
the core.
In this episode, Down to the Core is taking you eastward to the nation's capital, offering you a window into Ottawa's open mic scene. The Lafayette, affectionately called The Laugh, has been a longtime supporter of Ottawa's musicians and artists, providing them with pints and a welcoming atmosphere to showcase their talent for all to enjoy. On one occasion, our very own street team journalist, Frankie Palozzi, had the opportunity to speak with a few performers who offered their points of view on connecting with music and the artists they support.
First, let us delve into the fascinating world of religion.
Religion is worldwide. Every religion establishes a form of music to accompany their beliefs and create a sense of connection among the followers. In North America, Christianity is a powerful entity, and followers of Christianity have even stated that they can feel God when they attend weekly church gatherings. People of Christian faith, as well as many religious followers, dedicate music to the praising of God. Varying from person to person, some say they enter a trance when attending church, whilst songs of praise are being played or performed. This is not unlike many concerts without any connection to religion, where people from all ages, cultures, and backgrounds gather and fall into the music itself. A popular Christian group, Under Oath, which plays hardcore rock music, has many followers, both Christian and other. So who is to say that fanaticism does not exist in all forms of music? Even Christianity, with such a strong following, can create many genres of music, other than hymns specifically. Each subgenre of religious music can incorporate a wide range of music lovers, all of whom can share the same uplifting experience.
Now, let us turn our attention to Claude Munson.
A singer-songwriter active in the Ottawa scene for some years now.
All right, hello Claude, this is Down to the Court, reporting live from the streets, the cold streets of Ottawa. I'm here with Claude Munson. You'll hear a couple of his songs, and just gonna ask him a couple questions about music and why you make music, you know, and sort of the spirituality and behind music and the connection that it has with the people and yourself. Mm-hmm. So I guess first I'll ask you why you make music.
I make music because it makes me happy. I've always played music in times when I didn't feel so up, and so it was a way for me to kind of get up. But at the same time, it's always been a fun group thing when I was in high school and stuff, playing music and songs around campfires and things like that, and learning covers and all that kind of stuff. So there's two levels. One of them is really personal, and the other one's a fun kind of group reason. Yeah?
And do you think music has a spiritual connection for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely has some sort of personal spiritual connection with me. Yeah. It's very personal. I have a hard time connecting it to any big spiritual concepts or anything like that, but I know that deeply in my soul I feel my music means a lot to me.
Thanks. And do you think the audience connects with your music when you're singing?
I think
so. How do you think they connect? Or
well, I know when I sing, I just shut my eyes and I go, and I try not to think too much about the outside, because I feel it'll distract me, or I don't want to screw up when I'm playing. But I guess when the room's silent at points, I feel like people are listening, and that's a really good sign that people are with me, at least carrying the song, and you know, in the same way that others' music makes me feel a certain way, but not the same way that that singer of another song, you know.
Cool.
It's kind of hard to explain, but
it is hard.
Yeah.
And the last question is, do you remember your first CD that you bought?
The first CD I ever bought?
Yeah. Or that first moment when music just hit you, or like, who was the artist that just
Oddly hit enough,
you?
The first artist that ever hit me was probably Chuck Berry. He was the first kind of rock and roll. It was the first time I was a kid, and I heard Johnny Be Good, and
yeah, that's a nice song.
Yeah, it's a really fun song, you know, and cool energy in the music, and I remember that being one of the first CDs I ever had. It was a Chuck Berry compilation, and I listened to that, and it was just fun, and I grew into it that way, I think, and my passion for guitar playing, I guess, comes from that. music itself would probably be the Beatles. Probably heard the Beatles or the Gypsy Kings when I was a really, really small kid in my parents' car. And we would play the music on.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time,
Chloe. No problem.
And have a beautiful night.
It's my pleasure. Right. You too.
You can follow Claude Munson on his MySpace site, www.myspace.com/ClaudeMunson. Next, we have musician Brad Morden.
All right, so we're here with Brad Morgan.
With a D. Brad Morden.
Morden. How did I spell it?
G-A-N, maybe?
Yeah, probably. Morden. Okay, I'll remember that. Thank you, Brad. So you're the host here of the Lafayette Folk Night.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing this for a while?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. And making music for a long time, I see.
Yeah, seriously, for like 3 years.
3 years? Well, why do you make music, Brad? That's a tough question.
Why do I make music? Because, I don't know. I like the whole process of making music. You know, I really enjoy those moments when you're able to, like, immerse yourself in, like, a little chord progression that you found, a sound or something, and you spend all this time alone focused on this and working on this and elaborating, and you do this over and over and put things together or whatever, however it works, whatever process you, like, I don't know. I haven't written enough songs to say I have one way of doing it, but after whatever happens and you have something that you can say is done, then you go out and you do it in front of people. And then it continues to, like, change, but now it's, I don't know, that whole, all the different steps. It's a million different stories being told over and over and over. But, yeah, I don't know, I like them.
Nice, I can see the excitement when you talk about music. And so, when you're performing, how do you connect with the audience? Or do you feel that connection? Or how do you feel that connection?
I don't know. Sometimes it's really scary. Like, when you go up, for me, the scariest part of a show is generally when you go up and it's like the first thing you say, it's like, sometimes I just avoid it and I just start playing right away. But if you're like, how's everyone doing? I don't know. What do you say? And like, different venues are different things. Like, if I play the Lafayette every Sunday, you have people here and they're drunk and they're whatever, or sometimes people are here and they're listening. Or if you're playing in, like, a theater where people are, like, sitting in comfortable seats and they're listening to every word, they're all, yeah, I don't know. Every show is very, very different.
Nice. So it kind of depends on the venue, the circumstances.
Yeah, and the people that are there. Yeah.
And the weather.
The weather, everything's a factor.
And so do you believe music has a spiritual connection for you?
Spiritual connection. I guess you can call it that. I think
emotional.
You can call it lots of different things. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you call it?
What do I call it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, yeah, you can call it spiritual. I don't know. It doesn't always feel like that. A lot of times it's not so dressed up, you know? It's not like
church on Sunday.
It's not like, yeah, it's not like you're going to church on Sunday. It's like you grab an instrument, or maybe you're playing something you don't really even know, or maybe you're writing a poem, or it's not super fancy. I don't know. The whole thing's nice, I know. You should call the whole thing a blessing. If you want to put all this, like, religious, you know, connotations on the things. But it's just, you know, it's a really wonderful thing.
Okay, and switching a little bit to listening, being the audience member.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel when you hear a good band and you know, how do you connect with the people that are playing on stage? Switch it around.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really exciting when you see something that you really connect with. I don't know. I guess it depends who you're seeing. Wait, yeah. What's going on? Like,
what's the last band that you connected with when you were watching?
The last great show I was at. I was at Medi's CD release party. It was like I had heard the band practicing in the basement for weeks, and then see them. So you're like, I don't know, seeing people like in the community do amazing shows is it's really nice.
Yeah,
see, like, part of a story unfolding, or seeing like big bands or being a show is, I don't know, it's really inspiring.
And one last question. Thank you for your time, Brad. What was the first CD that you bought? Or first sort of music? Might not have been CD.
I remember first CDs. I had a Soundgarden CD and a Weird Al CD and Nevermind by Nirvana.
Nice. Yeah. And when was the first time music hit you?
First time music hit me. It's probably like first time ever. It's probably like certain, like, I went to Catholic grade school, and we had to do the Catholic thing. I did the church on Sundays. So certain of those songs, yeah, this would be the first ever I was really, like, hit by any sort of music.
Nice. Okay, well, thank you very much, Brad, and have a beautiful night.
You too.
And that concludes the interview with Brad Morden. Now, let us turn our attention to Sangeet Sarabi.
Sangeet Sarabi is an all-female vocal and instrumental ensemble from Ottawa, Canada. They are a devotional group performing solely the music of Sri Chimnoy, a spiritual teacher who composed literally thousands of haunting and soul-stirring melodies in his lifetime. Through his music, they wish to offer a connection to compassion, inspiration, and joy. The name of their group is Bengali and means the fragrance of music. It is recommended that while listening to soulful music, you dive deep within and get in touch with your true inner selves, or soul. Like a flower emanating sweet fragrance, the nature of spiritual songs is to pervade and permeate every part of our being. Soulful songs thrill our heart and inspire our existence. The self expands through music and eventually becomes one with the music. Most of the songs they perform are spoken mainly in Bengali, Sanskrit, and English. The group says it is not necessary for the listener to know the meaning of the words, as music is the universal language that speaks directly to the heart. It is music that is to be felt rather than understood. They have arranged their songs for harp, violin, flute, guitar, harmonium, tabla, udu, and voice. Here is a live performance of one song titled Nikila Sharana. To learn more about Sangeet Sarabi, please visit their website at www.sangeetsarabi.ca, where you may find access to other live recordings, information about their many live events, and locations to their all-vegetarian restaurants in support of their inspirational teacher, Sri Chimnoy. Thank you.